Workbook Unit 4, page 168, Independent Reading 2.
Where there's a will, there's a way. Can you become rich and famous even if you begin life with nothing? How many people who are born poor manage to succeed later in life? Here's the story of somebody who did that. Oprah Winfrey, the world's first Afro-American billionaire. She was born in 1954 in a small town in Mississippi, USA. As a child, Oprah had a difficult life. Her mother was poor and single, and the neighborhood children often laughed at her dresses made of potato sacks. But Oprah was a clever child, and she had a wonderful grandmother who decided to do something about Oprah's education. With her grandmother's help, Oprah learned how to read and write before she was even 3 years old. Even more important, she learned that she could do anything if she tried. When she was ready for school, Oprah was sent to live with her father in Tennessee. He also believed in education and encouraged Oprah to work hard and not to be shy. While at school, Oprah learned how to speak in front of an audience. Later, this helped her get a job at a local radio station. When she was just 19 and in college, she got a job presenting the news on television. That made her the youngest presenter and the first Afro-American woman to present news in the USA. Oprah was so successful at this job that she soon got her own TV talk show. Millions of people in the United States and all over the world watched her show. But Oprah wanted more than to be popular. She also wanted to be rich, so she started her own TV company and soon became a very successful businesswoman. When Oprah was asked for the secret of her success, her answer was believing in herself. That was the gift she got from her grandmother long ago when she was a little girl.